FM, streaming live at Decatur.com. Mercy me, my life was a cage, but on
stage I'm free. Hyped up, psyched up, ready for wildin'. Well, if there was ever a song that three St. Teresa students were never going to know, this would be it. Brad Dalton might know it, though.
Froze terribly.
It's all right. You guys got to learn a little bit about real hip-hop. If you like hip-hop music. Welcome back, Eric Lee Show, Matt Hall, off and running. And coming to a close on a fun show. If you missed our conversation with the mayor, you guys are following the mayor, by the way. You got to go to state to be able to follow the mayor. As we welcome Brad Dalton in, along with your three captains. How's it going?
Good.
Back to the state tournament.
Back. We survived a gauntlet of matches this past week, and I think we're ready.
And Abby Robinson, Lexi Hutt, couple seniors, Grace Buxton, only a sophomore, but these are your captains, right?
Yep.
Congratulations, ladies.
Thank you.
Abby, was there a doubt? This Quincy Notre Dame was the big one, right? And you beat them twice, the only two times they lost this year.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to beat a really good team one time. You had to beat them twice. How did you feel going into that match?
I mean, we played them in two, semifinal matches, but we knew, the big one is what was going to matter the most, and beating them in the sectional semifinal was the best feeling.
I would always say I'd hate to be the one that win the first one, because the second one's gonna be. Lexi was the second one. Was it a tougher match?
I think we
I can't remember the scores.
I think we rattled them the first time we won. They hadn't lost all year, and we came out fired up in sectionals, and I think they were like.
Wasn't it a 25-10 game one win in one of those?
25-8.
Was that the first match or the second?
First
match?
Set.
First set of the second match.
Yeah.
So you just came out and showed your dominance again.
Yeah.
The first time we played them, we didn't show them anything. We just tried to beat them straight.
That's right. I forgot you told me because you knew you'd play them again.
Yeah.
Did you play them last year on the way?
We played them. We played them in their tournament and they beat us.
But you didn't play them in the postseason.
No. They were in
2A.
Two or three.
You weren't bumped up yet. Yeah. Is that what it was? Gotcha. Grace, you're a sophomore here. I mean, do you feel a little ahead of the game?
I guess.
Do you play with a lot of with girls older than you in summer or in club?
No, I play my age group.
Really?
Yeah.
So you just must dominate there.
Not really. No. I mean, kind of, I guess.
What position are you?
A libero.
And then I'm just guessing Lexi's a setter. Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you just run in the family? Sometimes. You guys were all going to be setters?
Yeah. I actually was really set against being a setter. My parents were like, that's a bummer. And I was like, okay, great.
Fair enough. And then Abby, you're an attacker, right?
Yeah.
Tell me about some of the other girls on the team, Brad.
We got Val Nudeker. She's a sophomore. She's pretty dynamic.
Vanessa's sister? Was it Vanessa?
Yes. Yeah. Vanessa.
Yeah. And Addison Newbond is one of our medals. She's a pretty solid player.
Yeah. And she does not play year-round because of basketball,
no,
right?
Yeah, she's a basketball player.
So is she one of those you guys look at and go, how good could you be if you played year-round, right?
Yeah.
But concentrating on one sport's a tough decision to make.
It is.
And you got somebody hurt too, right?
Not now. We're pretty healthy.
You're pretty healthy?
Knock on wood.
Gotcha.
last year, State ended up where we got hurt. So
yeah, that's right.
I'm going to try to keep these two healthy all weekend.
I cut you off. Who else is helping you get you here?
We got a freshman medal. Yeah, I don't try to pronounce it.
I was going to see if you were going to pronounce that one. I have seen it.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
How do you say it, Abby?
Appleway, I think.
That's an awesome name, though.
Yeah.
And then we got Callie Kraft, who's really improved in the last year, and she's been pretty dominant in a lot of matches.
So you got Grace, were you on that Lords team?
No, I was on Holy Family.
You went to Holy Family. Because Lords, didn't they win a state title probably when you were at Holy Family?
It was them.
No, we did.
Oh, it's
we did.
You guys.
Seventh grade, yeah.
I thought it just happened a few years ago. So this was like 5 years ago.
Yeah, right? Our seventh grade year, we won state and then
for
lost
Coop.
To Hartsburgen.
For Ann Cooper, right, I think. Was she the
Rhonda,
coach?
No, Rhonda Glidewell.
Oh, it was Glidewell, okay. Well, I think the Cooper team had, I think I'd heard, didn't they do
yes.
something a few years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Is that where maybe your freshman?
It's Grace's class with Val Nudeker, and then they were seventh graders. So this year's freshman class was Appleway and Lio Oladipupo, the youngest.
Yeah.
And
Nutaker, a lot of Pupo and Apawiwe. Mm-hmm. What a you just yell, just say hey, everybody.
Yeah, basically. And then we got Cammie Lobbs, our other setter, who's
good.
Dictates the offense.
Yeah.
When Lexi's in the front row.
How many years have you been at St. T now?
This is the second.
Because you coached at MacArthur and you played.
Yeah.
Where did you play at?
Club.
It was club, but in college you played somewhere. Right?
No, I picked it up after college.
That's what it was. Okay.
And just played.
I thought you were a club guy in college too, but But I mean, you've been around volleyball your whole life, though, and
for a long time.
It's not that hard to look at this setup you've got and go, I could do this for many years.
Yeah.
What was all the sign language? You guys, wasn't that long of an interview. We'll have you guys out here. I want to know what's going on. Because that one was scary looking. you're going to be good for a while. How cool.
We should.
As much as you love these seniors, it's like you're already playing freshmen. You got sophomore grace.
I'm not afraid to play young kids. When you look at your roster at the beginning of the season, you try to envision what it's going to be like at the end and what this kid's going to be able to do after a whole year of playing varsity volleyball.
When did let's start with Abby. When did you start playing volleyball?
Oh, goodness.
Like, you were pretty young.
I was definitely young.
All of you were pretty young when you started?
Oh, yeah.
First grade.
So, like, when you were – who did you look up to? Was it the St. T team? I mean
– My sister is 7 years older than me.
Okay.
So she was, like, I don't know, like 10 when she started, and I would have been, like, 3.
Yeah.
So.
And that's Courtney, who went to –
St. T.
Well, St. T, but also went to, not Whitewater, I do this every time,
Wittenberg.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I think her last match was against Milliken in a crazy comeback fashion, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember watching that. And
I don't even know who I looked up to.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, like you just...
Well, that started out, like, Lexi, Cammy, and I actually all started at LSA, so we weren't even in, like, the St. T focus.
Yeah.
And then, like, going to Lourdes, like, we still didn't really, like, look that much into it.
I mean, did
it.
You watch high school volleyball?
Yeah. Well, okay.
Grace, did you just happen to be good at this?
No, I did this thing at the disc called like Alina United.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
And like I would stand at the end of the line, being like literally like 4 feet tall. Yeah. And then I'd see all the older girls and I'd like look up to them.
Well, you're a libero, right?
Right.
So you're just tough.
I became a libero my freshman year.
I mean, I think volleyball pound for pound is exciting as any sport you can watch, and I honestly say that all the time, especially because we cover Milliken and it's like. So you're taking balls off the dome, you know, I mean, everybody can, you know, obviously when somebody goes and attacks, but it's like, are you a naturally tough person? No BS? Don't put up with anything, you're not?
Cammy, law of our setter, so I'm going to sacrifice my body, so that kind of just do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to just die.
Yeah. You get a lot of pancakes? I learned what a pancake was from McAtee when we did the Milliken game. Yeah, so I mean, you got to put your body on the line a little bit.
Yeah.
But I ask you about looking up to people because, well, you go to St. T. If you go to Lourdes and play football, you probably grow up watching Jacardier. You know, if you go to Morrell, you grow up watching the high school team. And who was, you know, we've seen Mount Zion be the best program around here, but you've helped turn, I mean, when you were younger, that face. But you've now continued a more recent tradition that St. T is the program around here.
Right, tradition.
Yeah, and I mean, that feels pretty good, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is there some pressure with it, too? Like, we can't come in and lay a bunch of eggs here. We gotta deliver. We gotta win.
I think there was a lot of pressure at the beginning of the year. Like, oh, my gosh, we went to state last year, and we made an epic run. We got third and stuff. And then this year, it was like, oh, my gosh, we got to get back there. So I think some of the pressure's been alleviated since we got there this year.
Okay.
We went through such a hard postseason.
Yeah.
And plus there's always like trash talk between like the schools. They're like, we're gonna beat you. Like, we don't care if you went to state.
And like all the schools are like secretly like wishing we lose.
Sure.
You know?
Well, that's
they give us that vibe.
We had the bullseye this year.
We're on the top of the pedestal. Nobody likes you. you guys like Morrell Forsyth football?
No.
Yeah. Guess why?
Oh, but that's
because they've been on top of the pedestal for a decade, and now you know you're not supposed to like him. Matt went there, by the way. You don't like him.
Sorry, Matt.
No, but you know, so now we got. Is it Rockford Lutheran?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do we know anything about them?
We watched them with their little practice session today, and
you're allowed to watch each other's practice session.
Yeah.
You didn't show them anything, did you?
Yeah, we just let it rip.
We don't practice well.
It's good.
Yeah.
What a weird comment.
It's easy. Before really. Big matches, we haven't practiced well.
Yeah.
And
never.
That's usually how I know that we're going to be fine.
All right. Good enough. You play tomorrow. Is it 1:30?
Yeah.
Tomorrow at 1:30. We'll worry about the Friday time. We'll let you go out there and work for that before we talk about what game you can play in. But you will play on Saturday either way. How important is it to finish better than third in your senior years? Is that part of it? Or is it just state title or nothing will make you happy right now?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think there was just so much pressure to get here that it's almost just like, oh my gosh, we made it. Like, we did this.
Yeah.
But now I think we definitely have our eye on the prize.
Yeah.
We definitely won it so bad.
All right. And Grace isn't tough, so she won't scare you if you lose your confidence or your focus. Thanks for taking some time to come in. Anything else you want to touch on? We leave anybody out? Or?
I don't think we left anybody out, did we?
Our amazing bench.
Yeah.
Yeah, our bench.
We would not be here without our bench.
You got a spirited bench?
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty spirited. They start chants and Does that, always jumping up and down.
Does that really help?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like Audrey Banning, Emily Birchbach.
And I think it helps the mental state of like our team, but also the other team. The other team's like, whoa.
Like they're crazy. Really?
Like they turn, they look down the court and they see Audrey Banning like screaming her
eyes.
They've literally knocked me over a couple times jumping off the bench.
Brad will just look over like, sit down.
Yeah. So, I mean, no matter, and you're going to have a good crowd there always. Yeah. Yeah. But no matter what the crowd is. Is it support of the peers? It's kind of cool. I mean, you know, because they're not playing. They want to be playing. You know? Mm-hmm. But you know, a lot of them are younger. They get to keep their tradition going for the future, right? So you got to keep that going.
Yeah.
St. T. Volleyball becoming the Kings. continuing becoming the Kings. Back to state they go. Give them hell this weekend.
Thank you.
Go to work.
Thanks, sir.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Brad Dalton, Abby Robinson, Lexi Huck, and Grace Buxton.